You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently came up with new ways to temporarily relieve a budget shortfall, including raising fees for hunting and fishing licenses. We'll talk about the alternatives and what they could mean for outdoor recreation here in Wisconsin.
First, two former state senators, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, say it's urgent that the U.S. District Court redraws Wisconsin's legislative maps.
This follows in the wake of a recent federal ruling that the state's current Republican-drawn district maps are unconstitutional. This was the first time a federal court rejected a legislative map on grounds that it discriminated against voters' rights.
Tim Cullen is former Democratic Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate. Senator Cullen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be on.
And Dale Schultz is former Republican Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate. Senator Schultz, good to have you with us as well.
Well, I'm honored as well.
Senator Schultz, let's start with you. Why are you and Senator Cullen calling for an immediate revision of the state's legislative maps?
Because what the courts have said is that we have a unconstitutional redistricting plan in Wisconsin right now. And it seems to me that we have an obligation, a responsibility to make sure that there is no chance that another election will be held using those unconstitutional districts.
And Senator Cullen, you and Senator Schultz are both former senators and majority leaders, but from different parties. What prompted the two of you, a Democrat and a Republican, to unite in this call to get rid of the current Wisconsin legislative map and as soon as possible?
Well, because gerrymandering, by its nature, is the abuse of power. And in some states across the country where the Democrats had total control, they've abused the power there. And in Wisconsin, it happens to be the Republicans are in control, and they abuse the power here. It is not right that a bunch of legislators get to sit in Madison and draw a map that guarantees themselves a job for the next 10 years. That's exactly what they did. I don't think very many listeners have that kind of situation where they work.
And Senator Schultz, what did the federal district court say in their November ruling that are problematic with the current district maps, and why do they need to be redone?
Well, I think that, as a result of the trial, they determined that the actions of the majority party were egregious, and they bought into the standard of an efficiency gap, which is a measure of how gerrymandering or gerrymandered a set of districts is, and they have said we believe that constitutes unconstitutional mapping, and they're clear. And now that we know that the decision will be appealed. All these things take time. It's, I think, essential that we begin the process to, draw district maps so that, people aren't forced to undergo another election with districts that are clearly unconstitutional.
And Senator Schultz, these legislative maps were drawn by Republican leaders in 2011. What was the process that they went through to draw them then?
Well, the first thing that you need to know is that the maps were drawn basically in secret in the law firm across the street from the state capitol. And the access that individual legislators had was, virtually non-existent. People were shown their districts and nothing else prior to, vote for the map. And it was only afterwards that analyses of the district map showed how egregious they were. The fact of the matter is I voted for the plan, and it's not something that I'm particularly proud of. I understand that gerrymandering in the past, may have entered in a little bit into district maps, but as time has gone by, this has gotten more and more egregious. And it's the kind of thing, as Senator Cullen pointed out, that makes people very, very angry. And you have to be absolutely brain dead not to realize that it doesn't matter whether people voted for the president-elect or they voted against him. They believe the entire process is corrupt and that the politicians and lobbyists in Washington are so entrenched that they can't get rid of them. So I would suggest if you want to drain the swamp, you should join this effort at the fairelectionsproject.org and see what's going on and get involved, because this is a chance to give our elections back to the people.
What prompted the redistricting in 2011? Where did the impetus for that come from?
Well, go ahead, Tim.
Well, after every census, every 10 year census, by law, the legislature must redraw the maps to make sure, among other things, that there's equal number of people in each district. But prior to 2011, if you went back to 2001, 1991, 1981, 1971, 1961, we always had split government in Wisconsin. In other words, neither party controlled the governorship and both houses. For all those 50-so years, we had split government. And when you have split government, you won't end up with gerrymandering because one party won't let the other party do it. And so what usually happened during most of that time was a federal judge drew the maps. They drew the maps for in 1981, 91, and 01. And a federal judge doesn't have a political stake in it, so they drew pretty fair maps. So the thing was, the citizens of Wisconsin had no experience of seeing what a really true gerrymander looked like until 2011. And I think it's taken a couple of years for people to have it really sink in how bad it is, how much it makes your vote not matter. In a gerrymander, you create a 70-80% district favoring one party or the other. In that situation, it really doesn't matter. You can skip you can skip voting in that election, and the result is known. Result's been known since the day the map was drawn, and that's what the court said. It devalues the importance of a citizen's vote when you are stuck in a gerrymandered district, whether it's gerrymandered for Democrats or Republicans. And what they did in Wisconsin is they gerrymandered a majority of the districts to help Republicans keep their seats, and then stuffed all the Democrats into a smaller minority number of districts. If you're a voter in either side, all but 10 or 15 of the 99 assembly seats, the races were decided when the maps were drawn.
We're talking right now with former Democratic Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate, Tim Cullen, and Dale Schultz, former Republican Majority Leader. They say that the current district maps prevent each citizen's vote from carrying equal weight and are calling for the new districts to be drawn immediately. Now, Senator Cullen, what was the Democratic response to these new maps in 2011? Did they try to raise an alarm?
Well, we complained, but it didn't matter. The Republicans had the votes. They drew them in secret, as Dale indicated. And the first time we saw them was when the bill was introduced, and then they ran the bill through in about a week. So we spoke against it. We argued against it and sat down and lost. So we made the point. But like I said, the public, Wisconsin, had no history of this kind of a gerrymander. So it was hard immediately to get people's attention. To a lot of people, it looked like, well, this is what the politicians always do in Madison, so this is what, don't worry about it, the politicians did it. But once they saw, for example, the 2014 election, where what ought to happen if there's no gerrymandering is how the top of the ticket elections go. In other words, the governor's race in 2014. In 2014, Governor Walker won re-election with a relatively narrow majority of about 52%. So if there was no gerrymandering, the legislative district results ought to have reflected that statewide sentiment that was there for the governor. And you should have had a slight tilt of the legislature towards Republicans. The statewide race for governor was 52%, so probably the Republicans in a non-gerrymandered situation probably would have a slight majority. But rather than having a slight majority, they ended up with a 63-39 majority in the state assembly. And that's a direct result of gerrymandering.
In the op-ed piece that the two of you co-authored, you say that voters should choose their elected officials, not the other way around. Senator Schultz, how do you see the impact of this type of districting, as you call it, gerrymandering, on voters and on democracy?
Well, one of the things that's most clear to both Tim and I as we go around talking about this in our state is that people are really concerned about the extreme partisanship which has sort of, begun to dominate our political process. When you have unfairly drawn districts and the competition decreases, then the only election then that matters is the primary. And that means that any politician who's in office quickly realizes that the only election they have to worry about is that primary. And when the leadership comes around and says, stick with the team and you'll be all right, we'll spend enough money to get you reelected. And then people tend to adhere to a party line, and partisanship then trumps patriotism. And I think it's time that we rise above partisanship and recognize that as citizens we have an obligation to the whole country, and that to me is patriotism, and to me that's one of the biggest impacts of gerrymandering, is that it spurs on excessive partisanship, which in the end means nothing gets done.
We're talking about how electoral districts have been drawn in Wisconsin and the impact on elections. Tim Cullen, former Democratic Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate, and Dale Schultz, former Republican Majority Leader, both say the current district maps prevent each citizen's vote from carrying equal weight.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234 or on the Central Time Facebook page. What do you think about the way Wisconsin's legislative maps are drawn? Do you feel that your vote counts, and is the system fair? And if not, what do you think should be done to fix it? Our number is 800-642-1234, and our email address is talk@WPR.org.
We'll continue this conversation after this short break. Stay with us here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're talking about how a 2011 redrawing of the state's district maps is impacting elections. You can join us at 800-642-1234. Do you agree with former state senators Cullen and Schultz that Wisconsin's legislative maps should be redrawn and as soon as possible? And how do you think the current maps impact state elections? What is at stake here? Our number is 800-642-1234. And you can tweet us at Central Time WPR.
Right now, we're picking up the conversation with former Republican State Senator Dale Schultz and with former Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen. Both were majority leaders of their parties in the Wisconsin Senate, and both say it's urgent to redraw the state's electoral maps. And let's go to the phones and bring Tom in Platteville into the conversation. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I agree with both of the speakers that are talking today, and I want to add one other problem that gerrymandering causes, and it causes extremism. Extremism becomes normal and becomes mainstream. In this case, in Wisconsin, it's the Republican Party. The extreme elements, there's no compromise, there's no need to, because you're safe. So you hear these state elected officials say and do outrageous things, and normally they would be called and checked on, but there is no check because they're in a district that they're going to win 70% regardless of what they say. So they want to say the most extreme thing for that right-wing base, in this case in Wisconsin, can be reelected.
Thanks for that call, Tom. Senator Cullen, would you like to respond?
He said it better than I could. And if you went to Rhode Island, where the Democrats gerrymandered the place, all of his comments would exactly apply, or just would apply to the Democrats. The Democrats in Rhode Island control 93% of the seats in the state assembly, even though they're statewide, they're about a 55% majority. So this is why this is about power. And it's so obvious that if you go to Madison now and from a safe seat, safe Republican seat, and you get caught even having lunch with a Democrat, let alone co-sponsoring a bill with them, you just caused yourself trouble with your majority party. which could lead to a primary opponent. That's why the words like moderation and compromise are really, really bad, bad words in Madison today, in the Capitol today, not the city of Madison. Mm-hmm.
Tom, thanks for that call. Let's move now to Fawn in Madison. Hi, Fawn.
Hi. I just want to say I really honestly agree with everything your guests are saying, and I really want to commend you and really thank you for your courage and speaking out about it. I don't know all that much about Colin, but I've been following Shulp in when he was in office, and I really take my hat off to so much of what you've done and as a legislature and I would say a statesman, because you've been voting your conscience and speaking out about what you see as political and democratic injustices, and of which this is one. I think this is some of the biggest news to happen in 2016, and the fact that the court did decide to find gerrymandering, I think that is proper, and I know that it needs to be rectified. Thank you so much, so we can really pursue a true democracy and let each citizen's voice be heard. Thank you very much.
Fawn, thanks so much for that call. And Senator Schultz, would you like to respond?
Well, I guess I just want to say thank you. It's very nice to hear those kind words, and they're much appreciated. But I think what's important here is our democracy, our relationship to that democracy as citizens. And, you know, as Senator Cullen has mentioned several times, well, the lawsuit may have been filed in Wisconsin, and we're talking about a Republican gerrymander. The fact is, you only have to go south of our state border to Illinois to see the opposite effect with Democrats in charge doing the same thing. You don't have to go all the way out to Rhode Island. And if we really want to solve problems, we need to get people together. That means we need to break down the extreme partisanship. We need to encourage people in the legislature to do their own thinking, to listen to their own constituents, and be sensitive to what their constituents are saying. It's just frightening and shocking to me each time I hear people when I'm out and about say to me, Dale, my legislator has told me to my face that I can't touch him or her, and so just get over it. You know, that isn't helpful. And if we truly want to have good governance in our state and in our nation, then we have to make some real fundamental reforms, and not the kind of reforms that advantage a political party or ideology, but reforms that will make the process fair for everyone so we can get back to having a real contest of ideas.
Let's go back to the phones, and Wayne in Marshfield is up next. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm a former social studies teacher and am passionate about this. And I think Iowa has a program where, I don't know if it's three judges on a panel that do the redistricting. However it's done, if on a national basis every state put some people in a pool, and if you do it by three people, that one from your state and one from each of two neighboring states, do it so it's not the politicians. And secondly, whoever draws the lines should have the county lines, the precinct lines, and the populations. And that's it. They should have no access to where Democrats or Republicans, what the history, voting history is in these precincts.
And thanks for that call, Wayne. I want to give the senators a chance to respond. Senator Cullen, is that a model that you're familiar with?
Very familiar with it. Dale and I have held hearings on that. The model in Iowa, it isn't three judges. It's simply the civil servant, the county, the state employee, who drafts all the other legislation that the Iowa legislature considers, also drafts the legislative maps. And he or she cannot consider the political makeup of a particular area. If you see a map of Iowa, all you see is right angles because they keep political jurisdictions intact, counties intact. That's where Dale and I want to go. But this legislature that's in place today with this gerrymandered map is not going to adopt the Iowa plan. That's why we're trying to get, for the 2018 election, have federal judges who have drawn maps before in Wisconsin draw the 2018 election map and the 2020 map. And then following the census in 2021, after the 2020 census, hopefully the legislature will then adopt the Iowa-type plan. That's Dale and I's long-term goal, is to get a plan like Iowa, not to have a federal judge draw the maps forever. Mm-hmm. This is just a short-term solution to an unconstitutional problem.
So, and Judith, I want to point something out to you. The Iowa plan was created under Republicans, a Republican governor, both houses of the legislature. Since it's been implemented, nobody has even introduced a bill to repeal it. It's so popular. And I think that's terrific. And one of the key things about the Iowa model is complete transparency. As Senator Cohen pointed out, you have a civil servant draw the map with very limited things that they can consider. And then everyone sees the maps at the same time, both houses, both political parties. And that means that that partisan leaders can't sort of curry favor with individual legislators by giving them this part of the district they want, or putting people together if they don't like folks, or whatever shenanigans that go on. It's that transparency is very important. So, yes, as Tim said, that's our ultimate goal. And we didn't start out with a Fair Elections Project. We just decided in our final terms that we were going to do something for the people of Wisconsin, and we knew it wouldn't be popular in the building, but we sure have figured out that it's very popular as you talk to the people of Wisconsin once you get away from the Capitol.
And Senator Cullen, we have just a few seconds left. We will thank you both for joining us, and we will definitely stay on this topic.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Senator Dale Schultz is former Republican Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate. Tim Cullen is former Democratic Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate. They are calling for state district maps to be redrawn immediately.